In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen. Christos voskrese. In this gospel, brothers and sisters, the personality of the Samaritan woman, Saint Fotini, Svetlana, Claire, they all mean the same thing, light. It shines forth. Her personality is so striking and so beautiful, so Christian. She has a lot to teach us in this gospel as well as her life, because she's called equal to the apostles. She did an apostolic labor in bringing her people to Christ, but also many more besides, and she died a martyric death. So let's talk about Saint Fotini and her personality. When you read the Gospels, read the Old Testament, read almost any part of the Bible, you should see personalities in it, good and bad, and you should glean from them the things that you need to know. Really, the Bible is quite an exciting book. It doesn't need any Hollywood treatment. It truly is about eternal life, and there are amazing things that happen in it. And this is one of these amazing things. Just on a hot summer's day, our Lord is at a well at noon, the sixth hour, and a woman is coming to draw water. That is out of the ordinary. Nobody in their right mind would draw water in the middle of the day unless they had some overriding reason. She did. She'd been married five times before, and she was now living with a man outside of marriage and sinning. And therefore, she probably wasn't that popular in her village. So therefore, to escape the gossip, and worse, she would come to draw water later in the day when it was hot. That's what the Lord knew. And so he came to the well and dispatched his disciples because he wanted to have a private, intimate conversation with someone who was ready to make changes in her life. Saint Fotini, when the Lord encountered her, was not a righteous person. She was fornicating with a man. She also had strange religious ideas, that the Samaritans had. They had a lot of distortions of the truth because of their history. But she, when she encountered the God-man Jesus Christ and engaged him, listened to him, learned from him, humbled herself because of him, she changed. This is a good lesson, because some of us have things that we think they're pretty bad. Some of us have a history and we go, I don't know if I can ever recover from that. Some of us, even in this room, might have something that we've never really even mentioned to anybody before that we doubt God would forgive us for, or that we doubt could ever be made right. Those are the whisperings in our ear of the demons. Everything can be made right. Everything. All we need to do is listen to the God-man Jesus Christ and change. God will help us to change. You don't have to do the change of your own strength. The reason why Saint Fotini, equal to the apostles, became such a great saint is because she had that courage of soul that you must have to engage with God. You cannot be a coward and be a Christian. And I'm not talking about being unafraid if someone comes to persecute you. That's a kind of courage. But the more important kind of courage, the one that must precede that courage and must be present for us to make any progress in the Christian life, is where we are willing to look into our soul and see what's there. And we're willing to listen to God when he tells us what's wrong. Saint Fotini was exemplary in this. You can see her curiosity. You can see her willingness to go outside of the box, shall we say. Her honesty. She wasn't a wallflower. She told the Lord some things that were very frank. But because she was willing to engage him and willing to be rebuked by him, she changed. Her life, which was going nowhere, changed and became good. Later on, she became a great martyr. So let's look at this conversation a little bit, more with the idea to look at her personality and what we can glean from it. There's many ways to approach this incredible story that St. John gives us. It's only in St. John. You could talk about the theological errors of the Samaritans. You could talk about how this conversation with Fotini is actually a conversation of Christ with the soul and applies also to his conversation with us. You could talk about in the end when he said, "I have meat to eat which ye know not of, and the fields are white for harvest." Those are all wonderful things to speak about. But today, let us look at the incredible, luminous personality of Saint Fotini. And let's beg God that we can have some of her virtues in us, especially her courage and her honesty. And by the way, you can't be honest unless you're courageous. It's not possible. I'm not talking about whether you tell the truth to people about things that you do during the day or things that you didn't do. I'm not talking about that kind of honesty. I'm talking about the honesty where you really look into yourself and say, "I'm broken. I need to be fixed. Stuff is wrong with me. The person that I might show to other people is not the real person." That kind of honesty. And that kind of honesty takes courage. And Saint Fotini is one of the best examples in all of Scripture of courage. So, the Lord starts talking to her. Says, "Give me the drink at noon." She knows that's very out of the ordinary. So she's quite honest. She says exactly what's on her mind. Perhaps we would say she didn't have much of a filter. She just immediately said, "Why do you ask me to drink, since Jews have no dealings with Samaritans?" And that was true. Not only no dealings with Samaritans, but it was out of the ordinary for a stranger, a man, to speak with a strange woman. It just didn't occur. But despite the fact that our Lord was forward with her, she was willing to engage him. We should be willing to do that too. We should have to have an openness in dealing with people. As a priest, I've dealt with every kind of person you can name and some that you can't. You have to learn to just engage everyone on the level of that they are human beings in need of God. And we're all made in his image. And we're all the same. No matter what our walk of life is, no matter what we do or don't do, no matter if we're good or bad, we all need God. And so we have to have this openness that Saint Fotini had to deal with situations that sometimes are uncomfortable or out of our normal zone. So he tells her about living water, and that piques her interest. And then he says to her, he says to her more about the water, that it will be a well of water springing up to everlasting life. And that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit springs up within us and gives us everlasting life. So he's speaking of the Holy Spirit here. And so she says, "Give me this water." Now, just about any one of us in that encounter might have said that. But in my experience, most people that say, "Give me something," when it comes to God, they're not following through. Give me something. Well, yes, God will give, but there is a cost. Even though it's freely given, there's a cost in receiving it. There has effort in receiving God's grace. You must follow through. And so she said this, and then she showed that she meant it. Because he then said to her, "Go call thy husband." Now, she didn't really want to tell him all about her life. So she said, "I have no husband." And that's when he told her, "You've had five husbands. The one you have now is not your husband. In this you spoke truly." And how did she answer him? This is marvelous. A stranger, a Jew, who would normally not even speak to a Samaritan, and therefore there would be some animus between them as a people, goes and judges her, tells her off, and what does she do? Most of us would say, "How dare you talk to me that way? You don't even know me. What are you doing in Samaria anyway? Go back to Jerusalem, where you say God is." "No," she said, "Sir, I perceive thou art a prophet." This shows great intelligence on her part. Obviously, our Lord had to be of God in her mind, because he knew things about her that she hadn't told him. And by the way, this was a long conversation, and St. John only excerpts it. Therefore, there were many things that were said between them, and I'm sure the Lord showed in many other ways how much he knew about her life, and probably about the yearnings of her soul. And so, she goes into a little bit of a theological conversation with him. She's off base. She's learned something that's wrong. But the fact that she had this theological understanding and curiosity is very refreshing to me, especially a priest. Because we have to have theological curiosity. We have to like to know about theological things. Because the Bible is about eternal life. So, if you don't read the Bible much, take this as a instruction directly from the lips of the Holy, equal to the Apostles Fotini. Read it. Engage with it. Learn from it. So, as she engages him, he tells her a few more things. The very important sentence that true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. And he says a few more things to her. And these things are important, but we want to focus on her personality and her reaction. So she hears these things. And I know, because I felt it myself, that in her soul something was happening. She felt something. There was some hope in her. Her life was not an easy one, but there was something when this man was speaking that was warming her, and she felt it. There's another occurrence in the Gospels that speaks about this. That is the road to Emmaus, when Luke and Cleopas say to one another as they're coming back, "Did not our hearts burn within us when he was walking in us, or along us on the way, and opening to us the scriptures?" That burning in your heart, that feeling that something can change, that is a wonderful feeling. Cultivate that feeling. Learn to have that feeling. She had it. And so she left her water pot. Those are among the most beautiful words in Scripture, in my opinion. Because she had the everlasting water now. She had access to that water that would spring up to eternal life. She didn't need a water pot. Of course, in temporal things, she would need to drink again, and she would need to go to the well again. But she was so obsessed with telling her people, most of whom probably slandered her and rebuked her and shunned her, that she left her water pot to run back to the village to tell everybody. And how could she tell them? By saying, "He told me everything I ever did." She admitted publicly her sin and her shame, because she was so captivated that this man had spoken to her in a way that was so gentle, but also honest and frank. And her heart was swelling within her. So she had to tell her people. I hope you're like that too. I hope you have this swelling in your heart because of God being within you, and that you just have to do things because of it. Whether it's to speak with someone about God, or whether it's to endure something with humility, whether it's to struggle against a long-standing sin, whether it's to pray when you don't feel like praying, whatever it is, the motivation has to come from within. And we see that motivation in Saint Fotini. It's really a marvelous thing. It's an incredible thing. She left her water pot to go and talk to her people and shame herself for their sake. Truly, she is worthy of the title equal to the apostles. So the Samaritans, they came to see what this all was about. She must have been very forceful. Most people wouldn't have really thought much of what she said. After all, she was that woman who was living in sin. So she must have had to be very forceful, very persuasive for them to come. And they did. And they listened. And our Lord performed miracles. And they were already people ready to believe in the Messiah and to change. And the one among them who was a sinner, she shepherded them to salvation. So we call her equal to the apostles. What a luminous character she is. We can learn so much from her. We can learn that we have to be courageous. We have to face what's wrong with us. We have to be honest. We have to be curious. We have to desire to learn of holy things. And we have to have burning within our heart. It's the most important thing in the world. It's more important than your hobbies or your education or your interests. This is about eternal life, and you should feel it in your heart. When I read her story, I feel this intense joy that such changes can happen in man. And I feel a burning in my heart, and I hope you do too. Let me tell you a little bit about the end of Saint Fotini's life. We read the Synaxarion about her yesterday. It's actually quite long. It's like two full pages. But I'll just read her martyrdom. I spoke that she had courage, and which the most important courage is, and that is to face yourself, to engage with God, to admit there's something wrong with you. That's the most important courage. But then also, she exhibited great courage in the face of torment and torture. So, this Samaritan woman, renamed Fotini by Christ, Svetlana is also the same word, is the same woman who, during the reign of Nero, received a crown of martyrdom with her two sons and five sisters after enduring countless torments, all manner of mockery, the flaying of her body, the excision of her breasts, the fracture of her arms, the insertion of sharp needles under her nails, the pouring of molten lead down her throat. All that happened to her. And she went to be with the righteous. She was already righteous when it was happening. Through the prayers of the Holy Equal to the Apostles, great martyr Fotini, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.